Good morning, Church. I'm Brian Goodchild, and this is our service for Darlington Christian Fellowship for the 19th of April 2020. Welcome, everyone, to this week's virtual service at Darlington Christian Fellowship. What a different Easter we have had. I think I read somewhere that not being able to meet at Easter hadn't happened to the church in England since the 1200s. What extraordinary times we are in. I trust that your Easter still had as much meaning and that you are blessed as you shared in the messages on the website for both Good Friday and Sunday. Our speaker today is Peter Abetz. Well, who's Peter? Well, Peter served as a pastor in the Christian Reformed Churches of Australia for 25 years before being elected to the WA State Parliament, where he served for 8 years. He now serves as an elder at Gateway Community Church in Coburn, is deputy mayor at the City of Gosnells, and serves as the WA State Director of the Australian Christian Lobby, and he also loves preaching the word. We have been privileged to share previously with him in our services, and we look forward to hearing what the Lord has to say to us through him today. We'll commence our service with a word of prayer. Dear Lord, we are so thankful today that we can share in worship in our homes using modern technology, but with the knowledge that we are united together in prayer wherever we are. We are your church, your people, and we care about each other. We are missing seeing each other, but you are blessing us every day. We have phones and computers that enable us to share our trials and our joys and our love for you. There are many others in our communities that are lost at this time and don't have anyone to turn to. Help us to reach out to those in need, to be sensitive to those who are anxious, and to be great encouragers. Thank you especially that you are our comfort and that we can cast all our cares and worries on you. Amen. Well, we're now going to worship the Lord through music with two songs. The first is All My Days, Beautiful Saviour. And I chose this to help us keep our focus on Easter and the amazing sacrifice that Christ made for each of us, and just what a beautiful Saviour he is. Hallelujah. And the link to a YouTube version of this hymn, this song, is there for you to click on and join in. All my days I will sing this song of gladness, give my praise to the fountains of delight, for in my helplessness you heard me cry, and waves of mercy pour down on my life. Our second song, You're the Word of God the Father, also turns our focus on Jesus the Word. I especially like the second verse, yet you left the gaze of angels, came to seek and save the lost, and exchange the joy of heaven for the anguish of the cross. Another reflection on our recent Easter. And the YouTube link is there again for this one, or else you can just follow the words and sing along if you know the tune. I am sure some of you read many articles about the COVID-19 pandemic progress and the changes it is making. There are many Christian response messages available on the web, and there are many that provide encouragement to us in difficult times. I thought of including something from one at first, but Scripture is without doubt the best place to go in these times. The Psalms are my first choice, and we will sing one of them shortly. But Isaiah also gives great comfort, and Isaiah 41:10 is a wonderful verse. It says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Well, Psalm 23 is probably the most precious psalm to many of us, and the one we best remember from Sunday school. The reason for that is that it is a great psalm of comfort and assurance. There are quite a few versions of it in song, and we've probably sung them at church before. This version may be new to you, but it's easy to sing and has the same powerful message we all know. So there is the link there to this version of "The Lord's My Shepherd, I'll Not Want," and includes the line, "I will trust in you alone." Please join in song as we sing this together. Well, we're now going to do our announcements. And news from your council is that giving to the church is remaining on budget, with most people now using direct debit for giving. One area, however, is falling away, and that is the children's offering, which supports children at the Cantalomba School. Direct debit can be used for single donations in addition to your regular giving. The council has also been aware that the church grounds have been needing a working bee, but we are prevented from arranging one. We have therefore arranged for 3 workers from Shalom House to undertake up to 4 hours work at the church, thus enabling the grounds and the church gutters, for instance, to be maintained in good order, and also we are able therefore to support Shalom House. In his report to council, Rob reminded us and all of the church community to pray for the future of our church. Satan can use times such as this to break up churches. We also need to keep the fellowship going and keep in contact with each other, not just sticking to the groups that Rob arranged. And there are celebrations afoot in our church, although obviously of a muted nature. 2 people that I know have reached significant milestones. Rob, our pastor, has reached the grand old age of 70. I think it might be today. And now has to be officially accompanied by his carer, the much younger of the duo, Sue, should he want to venture far. Well, that's what they say. Congratulations, Rob, and may God's richest blessings continue to be poured out upon you. The other celebration is Ray Crispus' 85th birthday. We thank God for you, Ray, and the wonderful work of God in your life and your service in our church. And we hope you both have a wonderful day, better than you may have thought even. We will now continue to worship the Lord in prayer. We're going to have our corporate prayer time. And Ruth has prepared a prayer for us. So we will join in prayer now. Our dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your great mercy and grace to us, especially as we remember your great sacrifice for us on the cross of Calvary. I pray that at this time of isolation, that it would be a time of reflection on you and your plans for each one of us. Thank you that they are plans for good and not for evil, to give us a future and a hope, the hope of glory. I pray that none of us will grow weary or lose hope, but that we would rise up on wings of eagles and be refreshed in your spirit today. We bring before you our petitions, especially praying for the world leaders and their governments, that they would know that you are sovereign Lord over all the earth, and that they need to humbly seek your counsel in all of their decision-making which affects the community. We especially pray and thank you for our Christian Governor-General and our Prime Minister. Please continue to cover them, guide them and strengthen them in all the big decisions of the time which are so vital for our nation. I pray that the witness of Scott Morrison in his dependence on you would have a mighty impact on his peers, and they would want Jesus as their guide also. I thank you for this beautiful country that we are so privileged to inhabit. We pray for a restoration of the forests and the wildlife that have been so badly decimated by the forests, by the bushfires, and the people who are struggling to rebuild their homes and lives. As we sit in peace and tranquility, our thoughts and prayers turn to our fellow Christians in places around the world where there is hatred and wars. We bring before you, Lord, the many who have been forced out of their homes and cities in Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, and West Africa. We pray also for the peace of Israel, as we are instructed to do in your word. And I pray for the abused and oppressed, especially the women of the world, who are sold into slavery in ever-increasing numbers. And I thank you that there are brave people who risk their lives in working to save them. We pray that the traffickers would be stopped and slaves set free by the name of Jesus. We pray too for the scientists and doctors as they work towards finding a cure for the COVID-19 virus, and that your mighty hand would protect all the allied health professionals working long, hard hours to bring healing to the desperately sick people. God, we know that nothing is too hard for you, and we can look back in gratitude for your loving kindness toward us all, Today I bring before you our elderly friends, Shirley, Ida, Joy, Mavis, Heather and Ray, and thank you for their steadfast love and trust in you, and their faithful witness over many years. Bless them all this week, I pray. We pray for our missionaries, some in remote and lonely places, away from home and loved ones, perhaps today particularly missing loved ones. We remember Narelle Barnsley, Vicky and Juan, the Becks and our own Denise. May they know your presence in a special way today. We pray for the leaders of your church, and I thank you for the sacrifices they have made in order to be shepherds of your flock. I ask for strength, patience and obedience for Rob and Sue and the council members as they minister to us weekly. Give them courage to teach us your truths and lead us onward in our Christian journey. Help us to be a blessing to them and each other by praying, encouraging and loving to the best of our ability. For all these things, I ask your blessing over and pray all this in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Saviour. Amen. We now have two more songs before Peter brings us the message. Standing on the Promises and It Is Well With My Soul. And I've chosen this lovely old hymn, Standing on the Promises, because in uncertain times, God's promises are a rock that we can stand on. Great old song. Please watch it on the YouTube link there, or stand and sing it. You'll probably remember the tune and know how to sing it without having to listen to someone else. And raise your voices, standing on the promises of Christ my King. And our second song is It Is Well With My Soul. It's also another old favourite, full of wonderful assurance. But this is a modern version, which we have sung before at church. So please again, follow the link and sing together. The words are pretty much like the old hymn. There's some changes also, but a wonderful blessing as we sing together. As Peter comes to share his message with us, we will firstly commit this time to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we thank you that Peter is able to share this message with us today. We pray your blessing on all that he has to say, that you will enable these words to reach into our innermost thoughts as we listen. Guide and lead us into a deeper understanding of you through this message. Amen. And now we have a message from Peter Abetz. And concluding our service today, our final song is Peter's request for In Christ Alone, that wonderful song, almost a hymn now, I suppose, by Stuart Townend. Please watch it on the link and sing along. In Christ Alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song, this cornerstone, this solid ground. What wonderful words. And let me just conclude our service today in prayer. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us today as we have met in this unique way, absent in body but united in prayer and fellowship through this service. Watch over and protect all those in this little flock, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, and we look forward to catching up with you again next Sunday in a similar fashion. Goodbye.